And you're back inside my Fix It Up Life with Mark, Teresa, and the remodeling show.
The whole remodeling show.
The whole thing.
Yeah, we have it inside the studio today. No, we're at the remodeling show in Baltimore, Maryland, at the convention center.
And it's awesome. Everyone in the show is haloed around us for like 100 yards.
Haloed?
Haloed.
Yeah, I kind of feel like Bruce Springsteen or something.
I wish I felt like Springsteen.
Really?
Guy's awesome.
Yeah, he is pretty awesome.
Yeah.
But we're not. We're actually in, like, the hugest room.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But we're in the Lead Check booth.
We are.
Inside the remodeling show floor.
Mm-hmm.
And we're joined by Joe Moriarty from Lead Check.
We are.
Who's going to check it down.
Check down lead for us, which is such a hot... It's the issue of this year for remodeling.
Totally.
I mean, there couldn't be a bigger issue going on right now.
No.
No.
You're right. And Joe, we're just going to throw you the ball.
Well, thanks. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you. Well, the first question is, what is Lead Check?
So Lead Check is basically a really easy-to-use, reliable, fast way to check if you've got lead on any surface. So you can test for lead on plaster, you can test on drywall, you can test on wood, you can test even on, you know, things like plastic or plates or ceramics. So if you've got like an old plate that you picked up at a, you know, any
yard sale,
and you want to say, hey, does, because a lot of, you can believe, if you believe it, there's quite a bit of lead paint used, and you don't want to put foods on it. You know, that's how a lot of people, you know, ingest it. So
really?
Yeah. So it's a really fast, reliable, easy to use, instant lead test kit.
Now, just to be clear, Lead Check, and I know the answer to this, but Lead Check isn't like a government agency or a service. It's a product that you can buy and use yourself.
Absolutely.
Like, you guys have nothing to do with the existence of RRP and all that other stuff.
No, and that's actually a really good point. The company has been around for 23 years. So it was founded by a woman who's still with us, Marcia Stone. She's still our founder and president.
Uh-huh. And she's here at the show,
too.
She is
here at the show, yeah.
I had the pleasure of talking with her earlier before we came on the air.
Wow, yeah. Righteous.
I know.
So, yeah, she's...
I know. She's, what are you talking about?
Because I am so cool.
Can he please?
Yes, he may. Not you, but he may.
You know, but so she founded it 23 years ago, really, to her first kit, if you can believe it, was actually to find antibiotics in cow's milk. So that's how she founded the company, actually.
Wow.
And because what happens is a cow gets sick, they inject the udder with penicillin or tetracycline or some kind of antibiotic.
Uh-huh.
She developed a way to test, did it clear the system of the cow so you can put it back in the production line.
Right.
So that was actually the first test, which is kind of interesting. And then she, in the 80s, knew a couple of kids that got lead poisoned and said, you know what? I want to help families really quickly and be able to test it themselves, figure out, do we have lead or not in our house? So that's how she did it. And that was back in 1991, where it was actually patented. So
Right. It's
a patented technology that she's got, and it's been used since 91.
And you're inside my Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa. And today we are inside the remodeling show, Baltimore, Maryland.
It's somewhat of a really good thing because it spiked people's awareness.
The show floor.
Right. It spiked people's education to the fact that, you know what, I should be aware of, you know, do I have lead in my house and how do I deal with it? So that's...
Well, and with the Lead Check, too, it's only a couple inches long, the little test kit, an individual one.
Yeah, I've got one here in my pocket.
And you can stick it in, you know.
So it looks like a piece of chalkboard chalk.
Basically, yeah.
Basically is what it is. And so we're not talking about test tubes and beakers and all kinds of stuff.
No, very, very easy. If you pull the cardboard tube back there, Mark, you'll see it's just got two little ampules. One is liquid, one is powder.
Okay.
And it's onion skin glass that crushes super easy. And you just crush one, crush the other one, shake it up a little bit. And you rub it whatever substance you want, and red means lead.
No kidding.
It's that simple. So... if it turns red, you know with 100% certainty that there's lead.
So cost is?
It's about $3 per test.
And you can put it in, like, say you're putting in, I'll try to pick something simple because of the amount of time we have. Say somebody is doing a replacement door. You can wipe this on the door casing that's going to get stripped off.
Yeah, what you should do is, if it's wood and it's been painted.
Yeah.
you want to make a little notch. So,
right.
So you get all the way, all the paint layers. Because it's probably been painted with a, you know, a latex paint.
Sure, sure. Over time.
In recent years. So what you do is you'd notch it all the way down, and then it'll find lead in any of the paint layers.
Wow.
Yeah, so you got to make sure you do that.
And it's immediate, too.
It is immediate. It's instant, and it's super easy to use. Very, very easy.
And where can you get this?
You can get them at a bunch of retail stores, mm-hmm. Sherwin-Williams, mm-hmm. Lowe's. Lots of local paint dealers, lots of local hardware stores. We kind of have it on distribution. You can actually call us. It's really 800-262-LEAD.
Uh-huh.
So easy number to remember. So you can call us there and have it shipped to you directly if you want to buy in bulk.
So for the remodelers here who all probably have to deal with this at one time or another, everybody's tearing a house apart, mm-hmm. in this room for sure. Can you, like, buy a bunch of these, do your tests, yes or no, have it be part of your RRP paper trail?
Yeah, absolutely. You want to keep it. You want to keep really the swab, and there's a test kit sheet of paper that,
yep.
that you should fill out that just basically says the date, what did you test. It's just documenting that you actually did the test itself.
So you don't need to keep a 12-foot-long piece of trim?
No, it should. Okay. No,
that would be my filing
seriously?
System.
Yeah.
And we're actually jam a piece of crown in the shop.
And we're actually looking for ways to help out contractors. One of the things we're looking down the road is to help them manage that documentation process.
Oh, right.
Yeah, so we're looking into even things like an iPhone application or a website where you'd be able to just kind of save it and we'll store it for them.
Oh, really?
So,
sweet.
Yeah, so if they, and in fact, you know, so many people have cell phones with cameras. You know, if you take a picture, we could store the image. So that's the kind of stuff we're thinking about just to try to help the contractor out.
Wow.
Because, you know, a lot of contractors aren't real happy about it, honestly.
Well, I was just going to ask you, or, you know, you're here, you're LeadCheck, you've got this product that's obviously been around for a long time. Are people still mad at you like it's your fault?
Yeah, to some extent.
All right, Moriarty, come here.
Yeah. We do frequently, you know, get a lot of questions asked of us about that. And, you know, what the fact of the matter is it's a good program because it really people have started to figure out that, you know, gosh, let me just work clean, you know,
right.
Which these guys already do. If you're a good contractor, most of the guys are working clean regardless. They're containing the dust and they're cleaning up well afterwards.
Right.
And essentially that's what the rule states is that test for lead.
Yeah.
If you do have lead, contain the dust. Contain the room just so, you know, the dust doesn't spread all over the house because that's the real problem.
Right.
And then clean up really well afterwards.
Well, it makes sense.
When you boil it down, it does make sense.
Yeah.
And we're there to tell with 100% certainty, do you have lead or not? Right.
Well, and that's
the
thing that is important to me as a mom, too, is that it just gives you peace of mind. Like, you just a sense of, like, you know or you don't know, and you can feel more comfortable about your house being worked on or working on your house and understanding that there are dangers there or there are not dangers there for your family.
Yeah, absolutely. And
I'm sorry. Yeah, I was going to say the other side of the coin is just because the rule's 1978 doesn't mean
pre-1978.
Lead paint was being phased out well before 1978.
Yeah.
So you might spend $2 on this or $3 to find out there's no lead paint there at all, and you go to town.
Absolutely, yeah. And that's, we actually say, you know, as a contractor, use it as a competitive advantage during your bid process. So if you're going in to do a job and it's a kitchen remodel, test right at the time of the estimate and say, hey, look, there's a new rule the EPA came out with. Says, you know, we need to know if there's lead. And if there is lead, then we'll just work to contain the dust and do it right. So you test right then and there, and you'll know. 100% certainty, do I have to use all of the materials or not?
Yeah.
And if you don't, great. Save a little bit of money on the job.
Yep.
But imagine this. So now the second contractor comes in because it's competitive. It's a competitive bid. Doesn't test. Doesn't do anything. Maybe even assumes that there is just lead there. So that's added cost into the job. So you can actually win business by being proactive in testing.
And do this at the client meeting.
Do it right at the client meeting. And then actually, you know, demonstrate it. Show it to them. Say, hey, look at, you know, red, it means you have lead. And
I want to talk to you for about 5 hours,
well,
but we have to take a break.
We'll have to have you back on in a future show, definitely.
Yeah, I'd love it if you'd join us again. But right now, we got to blow out of here. There's more coming up from the remodeling show at My Fix It Up Life.